Hello, I'm Janet Davis, and welcome to Food Plus Freedom Podcast. Today is March 19th, 2024. This is episode 25, 11 secrets of keeping your homestead alive for a vacation or in case of emergency. Please subscribe to our Food Plus Freedom Podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at foodplusfreedom.com for more podcasts, articles, and videos. Plus, sign up for a free weekly newsletter that keeps you in the loop. Food Plus Freedom is a solution-based podcast for freedom-loving people just like you. Find us on social media such as Getter, X, Rumble, and others. Check out our social media in the description below. Don't forget to stay till the end of the show for the tip of the day. Now, on with the show. Episode 25, 11 Secrets of Keeping Your Homestead Alive for a Vacation or an Emergency. Homesteading, growing food, and stocking food and supplies is your way of life. You gain more control and freedom the more you're self-sufficient through growing your own, buying locally from others who grow like you, and stocking, which all gives you peace of mind. What happens when you want to take a vacation, or worse, you have an emergency? If it's a voluntary situation away from the homestead, one of two things can happen. You're either going to find an excuse why the family can't go, or someone gets left behind to watch the homestead when everybody else goes and enjoys themselves. If it's an emergency, well, all hell just breaks loose. Why? Because you haven't planned to be away from your life. I know. It's very difficult to be away from your homestead life. The world you've created, where it's home, happiness, and your sanity is all dependent on your place. But life changes, things happen, and you want to have freedom to enjoy all of them. For example, when the kids were small, there was no reason to go visit them. They were always here. Now that they've all grown up and have their own lives, they live all over the country. And I like to go visit the kids. Well, no, I like to go spoil the grandkids. Plus, we are no longer in that 7-to-grind anymore, and there's things that we're thinking we might want to go do, but we don't want to give up our lifestyle. Lastly, something we don't want to think about, emergencies do arise, and you need to be able to be present and not stuck on the homestead, either mentally or physically. So how do you prepare to be away from the homestead? Here are 11 different steps you can take to have your place ready for someone else to watch, giving you a little time off the homestead if you want it or not. Number one, mindset. Keeping your animals and garden alive and your place safe while you're away. The first step is definitely a mindset thing. You need to change how you look at your homestead. It's just for a brief period of time. You'll be okay. Your homestead will be okay. Remember, you have your way of doing things and no one is going to take care of your homestead like you do. So instead of thinking of your homestead as a flourishing place that is always progressing forward with a million projects and ideas that gives you food security, no. Instead, think of your homestead as a place you just don't want anything to die while you're gone. Yes, it is lowering your expectations, but it takes the high expectation, aka stress, off of you and allowing someone else to watch your place so you can get away. Plus, it's easier to have chores set up for someone else to do if it's minimal. Figure out what doesn't have to be done will create a simple, easy place for someone else to keep your homestead alive. Number two, evaluating the minimum that has to be completed in order to have a safe and alive homestead when you return. Do the cows really need to be moved to the next paddock for the week you are gone? Maybe you can move them before you leave or wait until after you get back. Depending on your animals and how long you'll be gone will dictate how much you can finagle the chores for the person helping you. Be okay with animals not having the exact schedule as they do when you're home. Yes, ideally it would be great if your homestead ran exactly like it did when you were there, even if you're away. But don't put this pressure on yourself or the person taking care of your place. No, it might not be ideal for your chickens, which you normally let free range during the day, to be locked up. But it's better to have them locked in their coop with food, water, and a light than dead from a fox. Figure out what doesn't need to be done and get that off the list of chores for your helper. Number 3, think food and water. At the minimum, your animals and plants need food and water. You can have simple automatic watering systems for both your garden and your animal watering bowls, or have hoses which can be dragged easily from one area to another. Food depends on the livestock you grow and how you grow them. For instance, if you raise grass-fed beef, it's easier to have someone watch your animals in the summer when the pasture is open. However, water becomes a little more difficult because it needs to be monitored twice a day unless it rains. Placing watering buckets under spouts will help lessen the burden of carrying water or moving hoses if you're in a raising season. However, if you get cold, freezing weather, you will need extra buckets of water or a heating system to keep water on frozen for your animals. Number 4, make sure all buckets of feed are labeled with what's inside and what they are used for. For instance, layer chicken feed, meat chicken feed, minerals for cows, etc. Make sure your helper knows where each animal is located and the terminology on the bucket. If you have 4 rumen animals, they may not know what a rumen animal is. Marking all of your containers is something that you can do now, and you can have it always done. It will help everybody on the homestead so they can be on the same sheet of music, and it will also help you stay organized. You know what you put into the bucket, or do you? By having your feed marked, it makes it easier if you have an emergency and need to give directions to someone over the phone on how to feed your animals. Some feed is simpler than others. It all just needs to be marked. For instance, we use sprouts, fodder, and hay for our animals. This means we need to have our helper try to keep our sprouting system going while we are gone. We set it up so if they don't, it is easy enough for us to start it back up again when we get home, but they haven't run out of food. And we take out the amount of hay they needed to feed out. For instance, we will put extra round bales in for the cows so they don't even need to touch the hay. And we'll take down square bales for the other animals and put them someplace close to where the animals are to be fed out so they do not have to think about what that animal is eating. Number 5, now that you've thought about food, water, shelter, and everything else that goes into your homestead, you can create a minimalist list of chores needed to be done on your homestead, in your garden, in your house, etc., while you're gone. These chores, as I've said before, needs to be a bare minimal unless your homestead sitter is part of the homestead on a regular basis and knows what to do. It's better to be basic and have them do more than complicated and have dead food. Or worse, make it so crazy that you don't want that person back at your homestead and they never want to come back again either. Make this list as specific as possible. If you have different areas in the barn, put the instructions for those chores in that section of the barn. On one trip we took, I taped a piece of paper to the door of the middle rabbit colony with instructions for all the rabbit chores. It made it easy for her to look, do, check things off, and be gone. We've talked about weather having an influence on directions for chores. Keep this in mind because there are things you just do and might not remember to write down on your instruction sheet. Things like keep lights on or check heated water tank if it rains, etc. Go over all instructions and make any changes as you're showing your helper what needs to be done that doesn't make sense. Remember, you have your way of doing everything on the homestead. That doesn't mean whoever your helper is looks at everything the same way you do. Encourage your helper to write notes on your notes because they might not understand something, or they may call something by a different name and they can write it down so they understand what they need to do. Be open-minded and flexible. Who knows? Maybe your helper will give you some great ideas you can implement when you get home. Number 6, make sure your helper has quick access to your phone number, your address, and your backup person. They need your address in case of an emergency, and first responders need to be called. This isn't something one might think about, but it's better to know the address than not. It's about safety. If there is a situation where your helper has to call for help, they need to know where they are so there is no confusion in getting help to them. Number 7, it's best to have your helper do the chores with you a few times before you leave. At the minimum, show them in person and have them explain everything back to you. In case of an emergency, you can always walk through the chore list with your helper on FaceTime or video chat if you both have the same kind of technology. Ideally, it's nice if someone can stay on your homestead. Then not only are they a part of the homestead, your house doesn't look vacant. Plus, it might give them the homestead bug too. Number 8, have a list, however small or large, of people you can call to come help if there is an emergency and you need to leave for a period of time longer than a day. Look at the same list for people who can be paid or bribed to watch your home and homestead, plus backup people. Whenever you're gone for an extended period of time, it's peace of mind knowing there is more than one person looking out for your homestead. Number 9, be realistic on your you don't want dead animals or food. Yeah, that didn't sound too good, did it? What I mean is that if you have a bunch of baby chicks when you leave, one or two might die. If one of your rabbits have kits, they may not all make it. No, you don't want to come home to all the kits dead. But remember, there are things you would notice and take care of immediately on your homestead that your helper probably isn't going to recognize. Number 10, if someone is house and garden sitting, encourage them to use food from the garden. This creates a win-win-win situation. A win for the people taking care of the garden with fresh fruits and vegetables. A win for the garden, because when you pick the fruit of a plant, it encourages the plant to grow more food. A win for you, because when you return, there will not be a mess of spoiled food laying around for you to clean up. Number 11. Have a list of people you can call when you're gone in case of an emergency. These are people who know your farm and are familiar with your animals. They aren't people who you'd ask to watch the place the entire time you're gone unless there was an emergency. Having someone on call gives you and your helper peace of mind. When we leave, we normally bribe one of our adult grandkids to stay at the homestead and watch everything. Depending on his schedule, sometimes we have to have him stay in the house and have someone else come to take care of the animals. We also tell our neighbor who is familiar with our homestead, but has their own homestead, so it would be too much for them to take care of ours for a planned trip. And we have family members who drive by our house daily to keep an eye open. If you don't have anyone you can count on to watch your place, start working on training some people now. Invite people to do things on the homestead with you, and always connect with other like-minded people in the area. Thanks for listening. This is Janet Davis from foodplusfreedom.com. Remember, homesteading is a peace of mind, not a piece of land, and anyone can do it. Now hang tight for the tip of the day. Here's your tip of the day. When you're leaving the homestead, may I give you a few pieces of advice? Some may sound like no-brainers, but they are all worth going over quickly. 1. Tell your closest neighbor you trust you are leaving. This way, there is a second set of eyes on your place. 2. Make sure that neighbor and anyone else who's an emergency contact has your phone number in case they see something and need to get in touch with you quickly. 3. Don't post your vacation emergency on social media. If you must post on social media, do it when you get home. There are enough creepers out there. You don't need to give any of them a heads up that you'll be gone. And 4, be present wherever you physically are. Even though you might need to be available for a call here and there from the homestead. If you're not present, then why leave the homestead in the first place? Now you know. Grow food, eat local, gain freedom. And enjoy the freedom away too. Until next time.